The following program contains swearing right from the fucking start.
Hello and welcome to We Don't Do Stuff. I'm Sunny Dapp.
And I'm Jazz, and this is our podcast about stuff we don't do, but we will.
Eventually. So, Jazz, I know I always catch you off guard with this, man. So, what have you been up to?
I'm ready for this.
Are you ready for this? All right.
But before we do that, okay, guess what's back?
What's back?
It's the snow.
Oh, man. It's a beast from the east too, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, man.
I was tweeting out some sequel names. So
I saw, yeah.
Yeah, so Revenge of the Beast. Can you guess what the film is, though?
Revenge of the Sith.
Yes, very good. The Beast Awakens.
I don't know.
Force Awakens. Okay. Trying to keep you on the Star Wars theme. But yeah, fucking snow.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, to be honest, but it was all right. I was off work.
It was a Sunday, so...
Oh, yeah.
It was a Sunday, and then Monday was all right, man. It was all right. But other than snow, Jazz, what else have we been up to?
So, because it was snowing, we obviously didn't do much. But guess what else we didn't do on the weekend?
Shit, were we meant to go vegan or something?
No. What? It was the MCM Comic-Con convention, and yeah, we totally missed it.
Yeah, but every time I'm sure I do invite you, and you'd be like, nah, I don't know.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
But anyway, we totally missed that.
Okay, that sounded good.
And I was looking at all the other things that were going on over the weekend, and I came across something really cool that I thought, that sounds really good. I would love to be involved.
But it's in the past.
Not that. Something else.
What is it?
So in May, somebody had organised a 5K marathon, but it's called the 5K...
The fuck?
It was called the 5K pizza run.
Okay, that...
So it's a marathon, but each... You have to run in between...
Pizza shops
and eat pizza.
Okay, that's fucking... That sounds horrible.
Why? And it got cancelled because they got a cancer said it was too unhealthy or some shit like that.
Oh, okay. I thought it probably got cancelled because someone fucking probably have a heart attack trying to run after pizza.
Basically, yeah.
Shit, man.
And also...
Yeah.
This one's for the ladies and the women. In Birmingham, in Selfridges, there's going to be a shop opening which is going to be the largest shoe store. And it's called the World of Shoes, and that's opening in Selfridges.
Okay.
And it's for your shoeaholics. But can you guess what the medical term for shoeaholics is?
Foot. Feet?
No.
No? Okay, let me get another guess. Feet?
No. It's people who have a compulsive buying disorder.
What?
So it's nothing related to feet.
So it's just
a general term.
General term, okay.
And I think the actual word, the word looks like onion to me. Onion mania. I think it's onomania.
Onomania.
Oniomania. And onio means, in Greek, means...
Feet?
No, it means sale.
Okay. All right, so you get excited when you get a sale.
Yeah.
But isn't that...
Onio, sale, mania, insane.
I think I've seen that when people go for, you know, like the New Year's Boxing Day sales and all that. People go nuts, man.
You know something funny, yeah? I was looking for the word.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, there has to be a scientific word for it, and I better put it in.
Yeah.
Because I want to drop a couple of facts. And I've seen a couple of shoes that I like, so I've added them to my list of things I need to check out later.
Fair enough, man. But you remember when we went to next Boxing Day sale, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning. So we'd done all military precision. Like, normally, I fucking find it difficult just to... Okay, and so I thought, would you love to live? Waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, just so go sell shopping. And we wake up, and we're out in the street, and it's quiet, and there's no one there. And then, we're there chilling. And we're driving past, and we see a geezer walking down. Remember? And he had a full-on falcon on his hand.
That was weird, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, man, this geezer's walking down with a full-on
falcon,
falcon on his hand. And it wasn't even like... He just seemed to pick it up on the road. The falcon had the full falcon attire.
Yeah, he had that little hat thing on there.
The guy had the massive gloves. And I was like, this is so weird. I did not expect this to see this in our area.
And that time, when we did get to the next sale, it was all women, wasn't there?
It was quite funny.
And you were saying that, shall we leave it and go? I said, no. We're literally the only guys in the queue.
I'm sure I said this. I said this thing. I said, basically, if you look, there's all couples.
Oh, right.
And obviously, without sounding sexist, obviously the guys are going to be like, they're going to probably have to go with their missuses.
First.
And us guys are single lads, so we're like going straight up to the men's bit. So we literally went straight up to the men's bit, and we took the best things that Next had, man.
Yeah, so we went around in a massive...
Loads of crap and good shoes in it.
Yeah. But anyway, so you're saying that we ended up with loads of shoes. Was that your story?
Yeah. So we got that on a monophobia thing?
Onomania.
Onomania.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with feet.
Anyway, so that was the stuff we haven't done.
Okay.
But here's a list of the things that we have done. Okay. So what we, I think we did quite a lot of stuff together this time, didn't we? This week.
Yeah.
So it was our brother's birthday.
Oh, that was good.
And we went to a restaurant. Should we name the restaurant?
I don't think we should. I don't know, man. I think we should, I suppose, isn't it?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Now we can't name it, can it? Because it's like, it was all right.
Wait, but that's your opinion. So some people might go to that particular restaurant. Like, we love Nando's.
Yeah.
This episode okay, so is not brought to you by Nando's.
Talking about Nando's, so we went to this restaurant called Shambhala.
Yeah.
Which is, and it was good. So I thought, yeah, I'm definitely having chicken.
Yeah, same, yeah.
Only to realise that it's actually a vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I sat down and I was like, oh, is it a vegetarian restaurant? I didn't realise.
Yeah. I'm sure last time we went, though, it was like...
Did we not have something meat? I thought we did.
But I think it was the... But the dishes, what we did have was nice, though. We had, like, the paneer dishes were wicked.
Yeah.
And they were good. But, yeah, I think it was all right.
And did you know something we did do different? Because the whole podcast is to do different stuff. Brother bought a cake, but it wasn't a cake box cake.
Yeah. That was different. Holy shit, man.
But we had like, cake, though.
We are killing on things that we've done differently and things that we haven't done before. No, it was always a wicked cake.
Okay, so that was one thing that we did together. Yeah. Anything else you want to add about that?
No, that's it. I mean, yeah. I think I probably want to go to a different restaurant.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I'd go back there because I think we've been twice. And it was good. And I don't know if I would recommend anyone to go there. That sounds rough.
Yeah, I think
I mean, if you live local, go down.
Yeah,
but if you don't, I wouldn't make an effort for it.
But that's the thing, though. Like, if you're vegetarian,
yeah,
then you might actually love some of the stuff they're doing there, that because you're thinking, wow, they got because the paneer stuff was nice
and the dosa was nice as well.
Yeah, exactly. The paneer makhani and all that stuff, that was wicked.
Yeah.
So I mean, obviously we got other options.
Do you know what we didn't like? Your basic the samosas and pakoras. They weren't nice, were they?
Yeah, the pakora. Yeah.
Yeah, but the dosa and the dishes were nice.
Yeah. Well, that was good, man. Yeah.
And the service was good.
Yeah.
So why didn't I like it?
I don't know, man. You're allowed to dislike things, man.
Okay.
It's cool.
Anyway, that's fine. Okay, so moving on. I'm going to talk about something that I did differently.
What did you do?
Oh, no. Something that we didn't do together. So basically, I read this book. Fucking this is like all my conversation stuff. I was reading this book.
Yeah.
Anyway, I read this book and it's by this woman called Marie Kondo.
Okay.
And it's a book about tidying and organising your room.
Shit.
And she's a Japanese organising consultant. Like those exist. Did you know that was a job?
A Japanese organising consultant?
Well, yeah.
Or she just
I don't think she's specifically a Japanese organising consultant. I think she's from Japan.
Okay, so she's an...
she's an organising consultant.
Okay, now thinking about it, what do you mean like...
So she basically is called the life-changing magic of tidying up. But she seems to be somebody who's like really famous. She's got loads of YouTube videos, been on TV, been on those American shows like, is it called Ellen or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, she's been on shit like that. So I was listening to this book on that app and it was basically saying how you organise your house. And if you organise your house, you organise your life.
Oh,
essentially what she was saying.
Oh, makes so much sense, man.
And there was about 6 or 7 chapters that she went through.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a brief summary of them. Because what I started to do was apply some of this and I started to tidy my room up. Although I haven't finished, she said you should take 3 to 6 months to tidy your house properly.
And that's why it's taking me so long
to
tidy my room.
Yeah. That's why it's taking you 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think she means 3 to 6 months to tidy your whole house.
Not just my room.
Sort your whole life out.
Yo, I'm always throwing shit out of my room, man.
This is what she says. So let me tell you.
Okay,
and tell me if you relate to any of this.
Okay, cool.
It says tackle categories and not rooms. So, for example, sort your clothes out one day or 1 week. Sort your books out. Sort your photos, paperwork. And you've done stuff like that before.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm like, there's times when I just clean up my paperwork. I'm just literally just... I'm binning most of it, man. I even said to companies, stop sending me letters, man.
Yeah, I think I've gone paperless on most
of
my stuff.
Yeah. As soon as it comes through the post, man, you're not going in that bin.
Okay, this is one that I don't think you do.
Okay.
You're going to be offended.
Oh, fuck it.
Respect your belongings.
I do respect my belongings.
So what it's basically saying, now I'm not like targeting you, but it's saying that you're not like when people buy things like you buy something, you value it,
yeah.
And then as soon as, especially with electronics, for example.
Oh yeah.
And especially when people have garages and stuff.
Yeah.
So what they do is they get an electronic, a TV, whatever, and it would be like really important for them to use that product.
Yeah.
And then what they'll do is that once they get a new TV, they'll put that old TV in the garage or somewhere else or whatever, and they won't use it. So they've like lost respect for that particular product.
Okay.
Yeah. So what it's saying is that you should value that product and either give it away to charity or get rid of it. And, you know, if it's come to its end of its life, let it go. And it's saying do the same with like clothes and books. Like, you know, once you've read a book, don't leave it on the shelves to gather dust. Give it to someone else who can appreciate it.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, same with clothes or anything like that. Like, do not let stuff just
I remember we done the same thing when we went to, I took a lot of the stuff to the British Heart Foundation, as well,
didn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was good, man. Like, just giving away all that stuff. But when I swear, man, I gave them like some things, some electricals. And then I went back in the next day to drop some more things off. I'm looking at the cabinet thinking, oh man, I recognise that. That dehumidifier. I didn't even realise it was white, man. I always thought it was a grey tinge. And they cleaned it up properly, man.
So basically you gave them a dehumidifier, they cleaned it.
Yeah, and they...
And it looked...
And they put it on for £5. I was thinking, you know, I would have paid you £5 to sort it out, man. So yeah, so I got a dehumidifier.
But basically...
I didn't really buy it.
Me and Sunny went to drop off a bed. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, and man, I said to Sunny, look... The bed, it was in our garage.
Yeah.
And it sat there for ever. So I said to Sunny, look, we might as well go and drop it off to the British Heart Foundation. So we went there to drop it off. And they said, look, we can't take it unless you've got the bolts.
Yeah.
To like, because obviously it was dismantled. So I said, look, take the bed. And we'll be back with the bolts.
And
and obviously we couldn't find the bolts. We never went back.
So it's been about 4 years.
But to be honest with you,
it was a good bed.
It's a good bed. They could have got those bolts from anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, they could have got them. Anyway,
and they can still sell that as well. It's not like...
Moving on with the stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
This one you would be good with.
Okay.
Like, nostalgia is not your friend. I think you could... You're not nostalgic with anything.
Nah, definitely not,
like,
man.
Like, you just... If you don't want it, you just bin it, don't you?
Yeah, basically. Proper, man. Like, I know, like, quite a lot of my mates who, like... When they get, like, the app and stuff and all that. Like, oh, yeah. I want to keep this... I'm just like fucking binning stuff, man.
That's what I've been doing, yeah. I think I build loads of stuff from like college and school and things that, you know, that if I didn't want them, I didn't hold on to them, I just binned them.
Yeah.
But I kept some things. Like, if I could keep it safe and I could value it, I kept it. But some things, straight bin.
This is
and the other thing it was saying, purging feels good.
It does, man.
Like, you know, like, you chuck these things away, you got bags full of stuff. Like, we gave that stuff away to charity.
Yeah.
So essentially, anything that wasn't worthwhile for us to give to charity, we recycled it.
Yeah.
And anything that was of value, we gave it to charity.
Because that's another thing as well. Yeah. Charity's always pissed off as well, that people are literally bringing bric-a-brac.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the hell, man? It costs us money to get rid of this.
To get rid of it, yeah. So anything of value that we did give to the charity, didn't we?
Yeah.
And this is good as well. But this is what we don't do.
Mm.
It says you should... You shouldn't fold your clothes. No, you should fold your clothes. Don't hang them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that?
So it says, because it takes up more room
space hanging them
when you're trying to hang them.
Okay.
And a lot of clothes don't need to be hanged. You can just fold them.
That's okay.
Yeah. So what? And the other thing that she does is, she does this thing called the vertical folding. So do you know, like, rather than stacking the stuff on top of each other, stack it so it's facing upwards, so you can see what the clothes are when you look down into your cupboard.
Okay. And
it's saying use like shoe boxes and things to do it. You can find all this shit on YouTube.
Okay.
Don't take my word for it. Anyway, and then it says, once you've sort of loaded your shit out, you start falling in love with your space, where you live in. You enjoy your room better because there's more less clutter.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy the closet, your clothes.
Yeah.
And then you start to rediscover your life, your lifestyle, your house, your... And your personal style as well.
Mm.
Because you've got rid of all the shit that you don't want. You can go and buy some good shit.
That's some good
currently,
tips, man.
Currently, I am not at that stage. So I'm at that first stage where I'm like
I've seen like you're literally like leaving shit out in your room that you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
So that's good, man. And you know, it does feel good though when you're purging.
I think some of the stuff that's in my room, it should really be in the garage or in my car, really.
Yeah.
Really. So anyway, that's why I'm taking that shit out.
Nah, that's good, man.
Anyway, so that was a pretty good book I read.
Yeah. So it's coming up to spring, right?
Yeah.
Hence, spring clean.
Do you know, I was thinking about it when it snowed.
Yeah.
Because I thought Sunny's going to say, yeah, but it's still March.
Yeah.
It's still winter.
It was a shit, man. I think it's
still
like,
winter.
I don't care, man. Look, the way I see it is, man, you got to, like, that's a really good book, really good idea about cluttering your life. And I love
decluttering.
That, man. Decluttering your life. I love doing that shit, man, but I'm going to definitely check that out.
You should, man. It's pretty good.
But I was going to say, man, you know what that reminded me of, though? Remember that time when we went to Art Gallery Museum? That was a good night, man. So we went to that, we got called in. It was the Art Gallery in Jewelry Quarter. And we called, and they had, like, them pictures, and I was like, like, we got a special VIP invite.
I think, was it White Galleries or something it was called?
It was something like that. It was nice, though, and it was pretty cool, man. And afterwards, we went out for sushi, and I was thinking, like, you just kind of made me think of Japan and all that.
Yeah. It was good, man.
That was a good night, man.
Yeah.
But what else have you got on your...
I think that's what I've done on my own. What have you been doing on yourself? Because I think the next thing that we did together...
What have I been up to, man? Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Did you go to London?
No. Fingers crossed, probably had some good news come in, though.
Okay. I think the other thing that we did was you helped me with the pharmacy
event. That was that interesting. That's what we went to, innit? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good. That was actually fun, and it was it was good.
So that was on Thursday, and normally I organise the events with my team, but this one was organised by another team.
Yeah.
And we just facilitated and hosted it.
Yeah. Another team that also forgot to
order the food.
Yeah.
Which became the theme for the whole night, didn't it?
Yeah. Which was, fair play to that geezer that came.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, he was fully aware of it. And then,
But did you see my organisational skills when I was handling it? So the woman said, there's no food. I was like, and she goes, I'm really sorry. I go, well, there's no point in checking the booking now because it's not like you can prepare any food. It's fine. Yeah. Move on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then when I looked through the booking, I realised that they hadn't actually booked food.
Yeah. A lot of people are pointing that out. A lot of people are saying light refreshments.
Yeah.
Although light refreshments for
me. Light refreshments means sandwiches, doesn't it?
That's true.
Not bloody a muffin and some coffee.
But that's something a lot of people are kicking off with as well. They're like, how dare they give us muffins?
Yeah, that was like... Anyway, the event was good. The network was good. The people that that attend are really good.
Yeah.
And it had a really it was almost like family friendly vibe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like everyone was like really like warm to each other. Everyone was nice to the speaker because we had a little bit of a networking thing going on at the beginning.
Yeah.
And everything was good. And you obviously took care of our social media, which was pretty good.
Yeah. Got some tweets out.
So we had some tweets going out. And what else did we do?
I also had my equity meeting as well.
Yeah.
So, so I'm going to continue my work as the chairperson of the Birmingham branch. Just so, you know, make stuff happen. So that should be fun. That should be interesting.
So far, none of that stuff was new.
Yeah, just what we've been
up to. From last week's. Yeah. But I hadn't been doing my events when we first started recording.
Okay.
And this was the first event we've done since we started recording. So technically it was new.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But I tell you what I was doing. I was actually speaking to... A friend who was vegan, and she was giving me the lowdown on veganism.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. I never told about the podcast, though.
So rule number one, you have to tell people you're a vegan.
Yeah. Otherwise, how are they going to know? But this is it. Like, you could begin to think, though, like, a lot of people in different cultures have always been doing this whole vegan lifestyle thing anyway, naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, from, you know, people in India, everywhere. And they don't go banging on about it. I'm joking.
I think it's because it's the norm, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is a common joke that, you know, like, how do you know someone's a vegan?
Yeah.
They will tell you about it. Because that's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah. But I was going to say,
not that I know vegans that have done that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's the misconception or... the general consensus of what vegans say. I've got nothing against vegans.
Well, you just
got
to get that out there in case you get some vegan hate mail.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, what I was going to say was, but it was pretty interesting though, because we were looking at, because I said to her, look, man, like, my issue is just protein, man. Like, I want to eat more protein. And she was like, I don't know how she was saying this, but I kind of sensed it in a voice. She was like, you need protein.
What did that mean to you?
Now, she never said that, but it was basically, you're an actor.
Oh,
but,
right.
Yeah, but she was saying this, so she said, like, basically, she said, like, but, you know, she said, protein's the least of your concerns. And I was like, no, is it? But I didn't really want to argue with her, so I was just listening to her. But some of it was interesting.
Yeah.
Some of it was interesting, but I was saying to him, and I was like, look, man, like, I can go vegetarian, probably, because, you know, we have loads of that corn, meat-free stuff, innit? Which is all right, innit? But I was like, going full on vegan. Like, that's just...
So you can't have you can get vegan corn.
Yeah, some of it has milk and
no, but you can get vegan eggs. Corn.
Yeah, you can get vegan corn. Yeah.
So I've seen it. I think they got a little new range going on.
Yeah.
And this sounds like a fucking advert
for veganism.
No, for everything.
For corn.
Like, for everything, like we're literally like recommending products, and it's meant to be a podcast about shit that we've been doing,
and not been doing. So,
we did one thing together.
Okay.
We went to watch Tomb Raider.
Cool. Okay, so full spoilers.
Are we going full spoilers? There's not much to spoil, really, is there?
Yeah, but then something we might say something, or someone's like, damn it, I really wanted to watch that.
Okay, so it's full spoilers. So if you don't want to, we don't want to spoil the movie, don't listen from this point onwards.
Yeah. So what was Tomb Raider about, Jazz?
Okay, so basically it was Tomb Raider, and it had no subtitle. So it wasn't Tomb Raider, Cradle of Light or any shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was literally just called Tomb Raider. And it was basically, it was like an origin story, wasn't it? For...
Yeah. Alicia...
Alicia Vikander, who was playing Lara Croft.
Yeah.
So it starts off with the usual shit about there's a... What is it called? Like a...
MacGuffin?
No, there's that... But you know when they do the backstory and they introduce the curse or whatever shit?
So narration.
They introduce some like curse narration saying that there's some curse and there's this... Some kind of...
Organization
and some shit like that. The dad gets involved with it. He gets lost. She grows up without him. Then she has to get up. Not get up. She grows up.
Mm.
And then she discovers the dad's secret life. And then she goes looking for him. Is that essentially it?
Yeah.
Without spoiling it.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was. So, first thoughts, man. Like,
firstly, I won't think it. But let's talk about the actors.
Yeah.
So, because obviously we're going to say it was shit. Because I thought it was shit, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but Alicia Vikander, who played Lara Croft...
She was good.
Yeah, she was good. And you know what else she was in?
I don't know, you know.
She was in Ex Machina. She was Ava, that robot.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, did you know that?
So, no, actually, I didn't.
Okay,
because
so she...
Was so... She was wicked.
Yeah. And the other dude was an actor called Dominic West.
Yeah, which I was confusing for Dominic... Is it Dominic Cooper?
Fuck knows.
Who plays it was played Tony Stark's dad in the first Avenger, Captain America.
Oh yeah.
So I was confused, so I was expecting him to turn up.
Yeah.
It's probably called Dominic. But it's not him.
So this dude was Dominic West and he was playing Richard Croft, who was Lara Croft's dad.
So I was having a look
what he's been in.
Mm.
And he's been in Finding Dory as one of the voices.
Was he the octopus?
Fuck knows, I don't know who he was.
I don't know who was he.
And the other thing that he's been in was Star Wars Episode 1. But he played like a minor role. I think he was just like some kind of guard or soldier or something.
No way.
Yeah. And then also, my notes say Daniel Wu. But the guy was called Daniel Wu.
He was good.
Yeah. And he played a sailor and he was playing some dude called Lu Ren.
Yeah.
So on my notes for him, I have got... I'm trying to think because I wrote something down and it doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah. He was in World of Warcraft.
Okay.
As some dude called Gul'dan.
Was one of the orcs.
As one of the orcs.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was in
another video game movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the curse of video game movies in a minute.
In a bit, yeah.
And the dude, this geezer, I couldn't figure out whether this was his real name or his bad guy name. His character name. The dude was called, the bad guy was called... Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
That was his real name.
Really...
So I thought, let me just find out some films that he's been in.
Yeah.
But this geezer has been in more films than all them guys put together.
Shit, man.
He's like a quite an established actor. The bad guy.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think of like what films he's been in. And he's been in things like... lost the bloody page. So he's been in stuff like... He was in one of the Bourne movies, Bourne Identity.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen any... I've seen some of the Bourne movies.
And one of those other actors was also in the Bourne universe.
Okay.
Have a guess who it was.
In the Bourneverse. Was it Dominic West?
No.
Oh.
You won't guess it.
Oh. Was it... I ain't gonna guess it.
It was Alicia Vikander. She was in...
Oh, I could have guessed that.
Yeah, she was in the Bourne universe as well. It.
That was my next guess.
you wouldn't have guessed it like first time. So anyway, so this dude, Goggins, whatever his name is,
yeah,
My man's been in like, I'm trying to read the list of the films. So he's in The Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
He recognised that, yeah. He was in Predators.
Yeah. They're remaking that.
The Predator movie. He was in Cowboys and Aliens.
I don't remember seeing him there.
He was in Django Unchained.
I don't remember seeing him there.
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
I haven't seen that.
And he was also in, he's also going to be in Ant-Man and Wasp.
Now that I'm looking forward to. There's another actor, she's going to be in Ant-Man and Wasp as well. She's going to, I think she's going to play the villain.
Is she?
And yeah. And she was also in Tomb Raider as well.
Was she?
Yeah.
So, oh yeah. I think I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
That other lady.
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to be wicked, man.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
But anyway, so like going back to the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
It was called Tomb Raider, and it should have just been called Tomb Raider, The Curse of Video Game Movies, because I don't think that this smashed that curse.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, explain what The Curse of Video Game Movies is.
All right, so since like video games is a huge, is a massive industry, and they tried to do the same thing what they've done with comic books and with novels. They tried to basically base movies from video games, because you know there's already a market there. But what filmmakers have found is that they can never seem to get the video game film. They can never seem to get it 100% great. And it's always been terrible. So every film that comes out which is based on a video game is going to be dinged by this curse.
Yeah, so basically your films like the previous Tomb Raider films, they didn't do so well.
Yeah, I mean, they were all right for their time. They're very 90s films. Yeah.
And also
second Mortal Kombat film.
Mortal Kombat, Hitman. Yeah. There was that
the
film.
Street Fighter movie with Van Damme.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. I thought World of Warcraft was okay, but it was too much.
It was too much. They were like,
they're trying to please the fans, cinema goers.
Yeah.
And I think the other reason that there's like a curse with these video game movies is because obviously like your video games are made for a particular genre, like they're made for a particular audience.
Yeah.
And with video games, they're supposed to be interactive. Mm. So those people like to engage with the kind of media that they're using. And a movie is very passive. Like you can't engage with it like that.
Yeah.
Like you can listen to it, imagine you're in it, or like, you know, get drawn into it. But you can't interact. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So, like, trying to translate a movie and a story, it doesn't always work so well.
But what
we also didn't mention, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, and I was gonna mention that. That was fucking terrible. But I see where you're coming from. Like that's what the main thing is. But sometimes, like a good film, the character that would basically you in a good film, you become the character. You begin to you have that connection. So they like you become like their avatar, or they become your avatar into that world. So you know you're feeling the same thing as them. But I don't know why video game movies haven't seemed to manage to smash it.
I think that the studio and the directors thought that this movie was going to smash the video game curse.
Yeah.
And you can just imagine how this movie came about. So they sat down in a room.
Yeah.
And they literally brainstormed and thought, how can we appeal to the mass market? Because domestically, this movie in America has not done that well. But overseas, it's done well.
Yeah.
And what they've done is they're putting Daniel Wu into the movie because he's a popular Chinese actor.
Yeah.
And they know that if they can crack the Chinese market, because in the movie, there's no lead, is there?
No.
There's no male lead, really. Yeah. And he's the male lead by default.
Yeah.
Because the other Asian guy, the Indian guy who's your friend,
you forgot to mention. He was good. He was good at Tony O'Kill. It was wicked, man.
Yeah. So he was in it. So that was pretty good. He had a pretty good part in there.
Yeah, really. It was good, man. Like he was there with his family, like in the restaurant and stuff, man. I was loving that, man. I was like,
and not his real family, though, was it?
No, not his real family. Of course, his actors. But it was, and I was wicked, man.
So he was interesting seeing him in there. But like then after that, the next main male guy was this guy Daniel Wu.
Yeah.
Who just so happens to be a good actor, well-known Chinese actor.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely.
So, you know that that's what they did. Yeah. They purposely picked a Chinese actor who the thingies will relate to.
Yeah.
Because my man's even appearing on the promotional posters, but I don't think that he was that much of a good
character,
strong lead in there for him to be in there.
So, I mean, that's
your
what
the mate could have been on there. I can just imagine in the Indian.
Yeah, so they're using
they're using him.
But I know what they're doing, but films do that anyway. Like
they do it, but you know that's what they did, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they literally appeal to.
I think
that market.
I liked the scenes with Lara Croft and Daniel Wu's character. I think I would have great to see more of that, because the few scenes they did have together was quite good chemistry.
Through a lot of the film, I was bored.
Yeah.
And there was times when I was looking at my phone and thinking that, you know what, this needs to hurry up. And it was 2 hours too long, wasn't it?
It definitely was, man. Like, it should have basically just been, at the same time, because the problem I had with Angelina Jolie, Tomb Raider films, was that she was 100%, she was like, I'm the Tomb Raider, I'm going to do these things and show off. The good thing about this one was that Lara Croft was not, she's not 100%, so she's kind of 60% or even 50% there.
Yeah.
And she's kind of Rocky throughout the film, where she's she's the underdog.
She
and
is,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I would recommend it, because I'd say to someone, go and watch Black Panther again. Or, but there's something, because a lot of female movie goers would probably like it as well, because it's a strong female lead.
But was it though? I think there's other films that are out now, especially for example, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And even the female characters in Black Panther.
Or even Annihilation as well.
Yeah.
Which you watched.
But I mean, those people were a lot stronger. I think that this one, I wouldn't recommend this as somebody who was a strong female character, because I think she could have been. I mean, I think they made a massive jump from... So basically, the first Tomb Raider films with Angelina Jolie were based on the original Tomb Raider game. Yeah. And they revamped the game, and this movie was based on the revamped game.
And there were some cool bits in it.
Yeah,
there
were some interesting bits in there. Yeah. But, I mean, if it came on TV, I'd probably watch it again.
That's
but
the thing I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't watch it again, and I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend it to someone if there's, they're desperately and dying and want to see it. But I'm saying, if it comes on Netflix, man, definitely watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, but, I mean, we watched it because we've got a free
cinema card,
we went to watch it. But, I mean, there was some scenes in the film, for example, do you remember the bike gang? The notorious London bike gang.
Yeah, that was... I wasn't happy with that bit.
We do a paint chase or some shit like that.
The Fox Run.
I know, is that... What the fuck was that about?
Never heard of that. I'll tell you what was weird, though. Okay, definitely, we did say spoilers. So, okay, you know... I don't know where you can buy a gun from.
Yeah.
Right. But I doubt it there's going to be a pawn shop in...
London.
In London. Who's also selling
this
In
this day and age.
He's also selling his jewellery that the police are not going to know about.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would have been better if...
And that the gun cabinet is in...
It's in sight, is that you?
So in sight?
An officer walks in. Hello.
Yeah.
And he looks at and he can see a reflection of some guns.
Yeah.
They're fucking done for. It would have been better if she basically... Because in the film, she gets a list of businesses that her father owns and the Croft family own. And it would have been interesting if she, seen that. And then they were like, well, we usually have... We're business associates of your dad.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do? And they go in the back and it's just weapons and guns. Because her dad used to go around doing all this shit. But it was just so...
There was loads of flaws in the movie. There was loads of bits in
it. It could have been done so much better as well, though.
This was not good.
Oh, man. But anyway.
I wanted this to be good.
Yeah.
Because I actually liked the ones with Angelina Jolie in there.
Mm.
I know they were a bit 90s and they were a bit over the top.
Over-sexualized.
I don't recall that, you know.
But we probably want it.
I don't recall that for this podcast, where I'm trying to seem I'm not a weirdo, but I don't recall that yet. But all I recall is that the action being good.
Yeah.
Whereas for this, I thought there was hardly any action, to be honest.
Okay.
What do you think?
There's only a few bits in it.
Oh wow, we got that much into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so not good movie, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't watch. How many sprouts would you give it?
Sprout? I'd give it 2 sprouts.
Sprout. That's because, the thing is, Lara Croft's dad kept calling her Sprout.
Yeah.
And he was fucking annoying, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, man.
Didn't you just think that? It just kept going on.
Yeah.
Sprout.
Even when the bad guy's Sprout. I laughed at that. I was just
What dickhead? So
thank
no
you
way.
For bringing it up, boss.
Anyway, shall we talk about Annihilation? Because I don't remember Annihilation.
I don't remember Annihilation, but I remember it was good and I want to rewatch it, and I definitely recommend rewatching it.
Yeah.
And it was, I'm not going to lie, man, I found it quite disturbing.
I don't know
if it was the sound or the music. It was good, disturbing in a good way. And there's one scene that I don't want to ruin for you, but fucking hell, that scene just fucking shit me up, man.
Did it?
That particular scene that happened. I don't want to mention
it. I'll have to look at it. But the other thing that we watched as well, we watched Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah, that was
good.
But
again, I think we probably should just talk about that
another time.
On another episode.
Yeah.
And
we ain't been up to much this week.
We haven't been up to much, but...
We're going to
eventually do something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a bit of feedback, didn't we, on our podcast? Yeah. So how many email and tweets did we get?
I don't know.
Zero.
Zero, okay.
But we had some WhatsApp messages. One from your friend.
Yeah.
And one from my friend. And your friend said...
It was hilarious.
And my friend said...
You sound like...
It was too, funny.
Oh, was it? All right. I thought he was saying, you sound like two old men. But then afterwards, he listened to some more episodes and
he said it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. So he finally got some sense into it. You're hearing it?
But yeah, so we need to like sort some things out. Have you got anything planned for next week?
Oh, this week. Yeah, so we got speed dating again.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got speed dating Thursday.
Watching Pacific Rim Uprising Saturday. Yeah. And
I'm off work this week, so I might try to finish off my
room tidying. Tidying.
Yeah.
And we may be performing when it's confirmed at the Glee Club, doing a 15-minute set there with Jumprov.
Oh, right, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's going to be a part of the Rough Works night. Hmm. So we've just got to let that get confirmed. But that's it.
I think that's pretty much the end of our podcast. We had quite a lot to talk about today. Maybe we should think about extending it. But what we'll do is, if you want it to be longer, give us feedback. If you want us to stick to 30 minutes,
I think
then don't give us
feedback. Just see how it goes. Man.
Okay,
just
keep it natural, isn't it? Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. You can catch us on Twitter at @WeDon'tDoStuff, all one word. And you can also email us at @WeDon'tDoStuff@gmail.com. All the descriptions, all the links are going to be in the description below.
Yeah.
And
you can catch the podcast on iTunes and...
iTunes, Anchor, anywhere else you get podcasts. Anywhere else, yeah. So we can get it out there. So I've been Sunny Dapp and I'm independent.
And I'm Jazz. Tuna McCartney, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.